Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now to talk about all the action through 4 weeks, getting into week number five, National Football League season, from radio.com. He's an NFL insider, former NFL executive. You can check out his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com. Let's go out and bring in our friend, because we're all friends here, Vinny, on a Wednesday. It's Michael Lombardi. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Hope you guys are well.
Doing great, Michael, and a lot going on. And before we start digging into the Ravens a little bit, in Minnesota, high-priced quarterback, two receivers that are capable of 100 catches over 1,000 yards. It's a proven fact that that can happen. 31st in the NFL in passing offense. What is wrong with the Vikings throwing the football this year?
Well, I think this, you know, and I say this on my podcast all the time, bad offensive lines don't travel well. And the Vikings' offensive line right now is not at the highest level, and it struggles, especially on the road, and especially if they get behind in games. I mean, the one thing about Gary Kubiak's system of offense, which they're running in Minnesota with Kevin Stefanski, is it relies on play-action pass. It's not a drop-back pass scheme. So when you get into a drop-back pass game, it becomes problematic. And when you get behind in games like they have in the two losses, then all of a sudden their warts show up. So they're going to have to try to find a way to throw the ball much better on first down. They're 29th in the league on first down passing, which is not good for a play-action pass team. They've got to find a way to throw the ball down the field and utilize this skill, because you're right. I mean, for Thielen and for Diggs to have like 13 catches after four games, that's not good enough. And you've got to throw the ball to win in the NFL. You just can't run it.
Hey, Mike, when you see the Ravens defense from a year ago, number one, now number 25, missing tackles, the buzzword in Baltimore over the last 3 weeks has been communication. What do you see?
I see, really, they don't have any men anymore. I mean, they've lost their swagger. I mean, look, T. Suggs, they don't have anybody on any level that can dominate. I mean, they lose T. Suggs. They really haven't replaced him. Finally, the Tim Williams experiment has ended. You know, that didn't work out too well. The guy just runs up the field and runs past the quarterback. The worst place to be in football is past the quarterback, because he's yet to turn and run that way. So, you know, I see, Vinny, I see a team that lacks really true talent on defense. I see a bunch of guys that have a hard time. Look, I think Earl Thomas is a good player, but Earl Thomas played in one system for a long time. For him to come in a new system and replace Weddle, he may be a better player when you work him out, but on the field, to make the checks, to make the adjustments, to make Jefferson a better player, to make everybody else better, that's hard for a guy who's never been in the system before. So I see every level of their defense got worse. And I don't think you could deny it. I think that their talent, it shows up in their lack of tackling. I think you hit the nail on the head, man. They're one of the worst teams in the National Football League. They are actually 32nd in yards after catch allowed.
Wow. Wow, that's not pretty. How do you look at the AFC North now, Mike? I mean, because, you know, Cleveland got back on – well, I mean, they showed that they could play in one game at least, and Pittsburgh got back on track, and Pittsburgh's playing Baltimore. So what do you think about the North?
I still think it's up for grabs. I mean, look, I think the Ravens have to play less defense. I mean, they're not good enough. Yep. They need to control the ball 36 minutes and have their defense play 24. They've got to play much better. I mean, the other factor that's killing the Ravens is their lack of red zone defense. I mean, they haven't been very good once the team gets down there. They need to be able to tackle better, play red zone. I still think it's up for grabs. I just don't see the Browns as being consistently good over time. I think when you watch Cleveland, their offensive line's a liability. And when you can rush Baker a certain way and get in front of him, you know, it creates problems. But when you let Baker just have the complete middle of the pocket to throw the ball, you deserve what you get. And the other thing is, look, if you give up long runs to the Browns, shame on you, because that's your own fault.
Michael Lombardi joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking NFL through 4 weeks, heading into week number five. NFL insider from radio.com, former NFL executive, his podcast, GM Shuffle, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Speaking of divisions to analyze, what about the AFC South? Everyone is 2-2, and we talk about bad offensive lines. Deshaun Watson, that poor guy, he gets clobbered every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. And I mean, that's just what you're going to get. Deshaun's going to hold the ball much too long, and I think there's times he just needs to get rid of it. The Texans are all about big plays. When they throw the ball and they connect down the field, they're really a good offense. And the two wins that they've had, they've been able to make big plays down the field. Last week, Deshaun overthrew Will Fuller. He overthrew Hopkins. If he connects on those two passes, it would have been a win for him. But this Panther defense, they gave up 127 yards passing to the Cardinals. They gave up another 130 yards passing to the Texans. Plays pretty well, so it's a challenge. But the South, to me, I like the Colts only because I think they're a complete team. I think they're too simple on defense at times, and people like the Raiders with John Gruden can exploit them. But overall, I don't trust the Titans and Mariota. I don't think he's played well enough to really say they're going to win it. I got to say, Jacksonville with Gardner Minshew's played probably the best. Are they good enough on defense? I don't know. But right now, if Minshew continues to play, they might be the best team in the South.
Now, one of the worst teams in the league, Mike, with a lot of issues, is the Redskins. I mean, they got Trent Williams' issue. They got, when do you play Haskins? They're playing the Patriots this week. You know, it's your opinion of the mess down there.
Well, I mean, it's been 19 years, Vinny. You know better than anybody how bad it is. I mean, you know, since 2010, before they hired Mike Shanahan, they're 59-93-1. I mean, look, this really goes back to very simply, you either want to win your way or you don't care about winning. And the Redskins want to win the way Dan Snyder wants to win. And that's his franchise. He owns the team, and he's entitled to do whatever he wants to do. But as Belichick often says to the team, look, we've done it your way. It doesn't work. We're going to do it my way now. I think the problem in Washington is they got to stop doing it Dan's way, and they need to bring some coach in there that can actually build a culture. You know, right now they don't have a culture. The Haskins thing is a comedy because I tweeted this, and I mean it. The starters aren't ready to play. How in the heck do you think the backups are ready to play?
that's well put. And Mike, do the Patriots travel well? Because there's going to be a lot of them in Washington over the weekend.
Oh, they'll travel well. And look, one thing about Belichick that I don't think people really understand. I know I read the Washington Post this morning, and they were talking about how Belichick pumps up the opponent. I mean, look, I've been in meetings when we're getting ready to play bad teams, and you would have thought we're playing the 64 Packers. You know, he's really well prepared to play them, and he takes them very seriously. And I think they know they have to work some things out with what they're going to do. This game is really not about the Patriots playing the Redskins. It's about the Patriots chasing excellence. And that's what he's always going to constantly remind themselves to do. There couldn't be two dramatically different organizations than the Belichick Patriots and the Dan Snyder Redskins. I mean, it's completely different. One has culture. The other one doesn't even believe in culture.
Radio.com, NFL insider Michael Lombardi, former NFL executive. Tell everyone, Michael, about the GM Shuffle podcast.
Well, you know, Adnan Virk and I, we get on, we review the game Sunday night late at 11:30. We start the pod, and we talk about all the games and what happened in the league. This week, we talked about John Elway and what's happened in Denver. I mean, Peyton Manning's an amazing man. He's gotten a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame. John Elway's 21-29-1 without Peyton Manning. And his team's not very good. So we talk a lot about what happened on Sunday. Not so much who won, who lost, but why teams won and why teams lost. And then on Thursday, we come in and we talk about picking the games. And I always give 5 picks for the week. So far, I'm 11-5. I'm an idiot, though, because I picked Denver 4 times and lost with them 4 times. If I didn't pick Denver to cover the times, I would have a hell of a season. But
that's a definition of insanity, Mike.
I know, Vinny. I'm an idiot. I can't help myself. But on paper, they look so damn good.
Yep.
You know? And it looks like they should match up. But as much as Baltimore wants to say Flacco is terrible, Flacco's not great. Flacco's actually having a pretty good year out there. Their defense can't stop the run. They allow 5.1s. They can't turn the ball over. No interceptions on the year. And they've struggled to get pressure on the quarterback. It's more of a defensive problem than it is Joe Flacco.
And now without Chubb for the rest of the year as well. He's Michael Lombardi, Radio.com, NFL Insider, and the GM Shuffle. Michael, we appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Michael Lombardi joining us. All Insider calls, by the way, are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.